Welcome, everyone. This is Pulling on Heaven 24/7, and we do that because it is who we are and it's what we do. Pulling on Heaven, to me, represents what Jesus said when he said, whatever you loose from the earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind from the earth is bound in the heavens, which is simply saying heaven and earth coming together and agreeing according to the will of God. So we are pulling on heaven today. It means our word has power because the word of Christ dwells within us, and the kingdom of God is within our grasp, the kingdom of God. We can pull on the heavens of God and bear witness to the word of the Lord, and that's what Jesus said. When the Holy Spirit comes in you and dwells in you, you'll become a witness for me. I have a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, been friend of mine for many years, Anton Belove, and I wanted to talk with you. I invited you to be a guest here today because I wanted to talk about an experience, an event in your life, big event in your life that took place when you were a really young man. You're still a young man, but how old were you?
I was 34.
At the age of 34, Anton ended up getting a heart transplant. And the journey during that experience is pretty profound to me. A couple of the things that you've said that you did and didn't experience really struck me pretty strong. And I thought it would be great and encouraging to our audience to be able to share some of that experience with you and how God made himself known to you during a time of having a heart transplant. And I know it wasn't just a heart transplant, but, I mean, you were literally physically on your way out, and here you are today. And do you do any physical exercise or anything like that today? How long ago, first of all, was it?
Over 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago.
Maybe 12 years ago.
Okay, and do you do anything physical, or you just kind of just have to lay low?
I think before and after, I love being physical. I run up the hill every day. I exercise. It's a part.
So how far do you run every day, roughly?
4 or 5 miles. I enjoy it.
Uphill. Okay.
It's life. God gave me a new heart so I can breathe, and it's a wonderful experience to be able to feel the heartbeat go up and feel that blood pump and feel my lungs stress, and I feel incredible breathing hard. I feel like I get to breathe hard. I get to do it while I'm running. Whether I'm up the hill, I'm going running down the hill, it's almost like a gift that I get to do.
Okay. Now, this is really interesting because most people, when I run and, you know, run up a hill or even down a hill or just on a flat, just straight down the street, you know, you get tired and your heart starts pounding and you start breathing hard, and most people are like, man, you know, okay, I've been doing this now for a while. I need to slow down and rest. And that to most people is like where you've reached the peak of your performance, and now it's not a lot of fun anymore because your heart's pounding, you're breathing hard. But to you, now you have a totally different take on it. You're telling me that you enjoy it because you can feel your heart pounding and your lungs stressed, I think is the word you used, and you're short of breath. Which most people, it's kind of the opposite. When they hit that point, they're finished and they want to stop. You know, they're done because their heart's pounding and they're breathing really hard. But the reason that's so important to you is because there was a time you couldn't do that. There was a time you were breathing really hard, just lying down in a bed trying to live.
It was 200 beats a minute, me laying in bed at some point. And I could feel my heart coming out of my chest day and night, and the IVs and all the things going off, they had to give me morphine just for me to fall asleep a little bit because of all the noise. My heart was pounding out of my chest, and that's not a bad thing. I never minded my heart pounding out of my chest, but I wasn't moving.
I was lying in bed trying to go to sleep.
And trying to catch my breath just by laying down. So understanding, coming from that perspective, now I get to move. And I get to cover distance, and I get to, when I stop, I can't feel my heartbeat anymore. because it's strong and the,
like having dominion over your body.
Yes,
when you stop, can make your heart beat, but it won't just do it.
It won't just do it unless I make it. And then having that gift of when I am done, I can barely hear myself breathe. I can barely hear my heartbeat.
Now a lot of those things people wouldn't even think about. It wouldn't even enter their mind. What do you mean you barely hear your heartbeat? But when you go through something like that, where you can't breathe, you're struggling to breathe, you're laboring to breathe, and you have to be medicated in order to go to sleep because your heart's pounding so hard, it gives you a great appreciation for normal rhythm and the ability to be able to breathe and just take a normal breath and exhale, inhale, and exhale at will. That was not a part of your life for a minute. Heart pounding, couldn't breathe. And I think you told me that they said your heart was falling apart or peeling like an onion.
Yeah, they had me on a pretty strong medication just to keep the heart going. And then it was wearing that out. And I fought it. I fought anything but the transplant. And I believe God would heal me. And I believe that I could get off of it and walk away. It wasn't what God wanted me to do and to have. So a lot of times we can believe for God to do something, we knock on that door. But as long as we have faith in God, there's a better door that's getting ready to open. For everyone that says, well, God will do this, God will do that, He may. He absolutely may. Or He may do even greater than you believe.
Even
just
greater.
Because that door didn't open doesn't mean a bigger door, a better door is not getting ready to open. And it's kind of stamps you. It stamps your character, stamps who you are for the rest of your life, and you're able to understand people better. You have compassion. You have something to say or believe with people because the character has changed. You're not just your physical body, but your mental, your spiritual soul of who you are, and who He is.
When you have to believe God to live, and I've talked to you about certain aspects of this a number of times, when you have to believe God for your life, it changes you. It gives you an appreciation, especially once you've come to the position you are. And I know that you go for your regular exams and what you've told me, and I know what the doctors have said, is that basically, which is a form of a prophetic word, you've kind of become the poster child of a heart transplant because your heart is perfect. And 10 years down the road, it is perfect. And you're running and lifting weights, and you work out pretty much every day. You and Caleb, your dog, run up and down hills and 5 miles, I think, plus. You just do a lot of physical activity. And you can do it, and you're thankful that you can do it, and you enjoy today what would have been more of a task for you, which wouldn't have had the appreciation for your heart pounding at will because you decide to run up a hill, or breathing hard because at will you chose to, but you gained that appreciation because of what you went through. And again, all things work together for good. Now, people would look and go, man, well, who would want to go through that? Well, I know it wasn't something you chose to go through, and like you said, we were praying with you. We were believing God to restore your heart, and He did, but He did it through a different means. He did it in a different way than you had expected, but I know from what you've shared with me, God was after your real heart, your eternal heart, and He got it. He got His heart, your heart, in His hands and gave you His heart. You did have a heart transplant, but I see you had two. The one physical heart transplant, and then the heart God gave you, which was a heart of appreciation, a heart of thankfulness, a heart of praise. And I've known you for long enough that when you go through a challenge, I never hear you complain. There's always a different perspective of what you're going through, and it is because of what you went through. And the Word calls it the trying of our faith.
Yes.
And your faith was tried. And a lot of times, we would like to escape the trying of our faith because it just isn't fun. We don't like to suffer much. And listen, no one wants to suffer, and we're certainly not saying you're being an advocate for suffering, but there is something to be said of going through the trying of your faith, and a lot of people today are going through a trying time, maybe physically, financially, emotionally, spirit, whatever it is. And the word here is to stay encouraged, because you're going to gain an appreciation for the life God has given you beyond what you had before you had the suffering or the trying of your faith. And I asked you, what did you take out of it? What did you get out of that time the most? What was the biggest aha moment, revelation? And you said to me it was that you knew.
You know, I found out that we're so much more than the body. When I was gasping for air, I knew it's just the body. It's just the body is not functioning the way it's supposed to function. I still felt in my spirit I was the same guy that could, you know, deadlift 500 pounds and bench press over 400 pounds. I still felt like the same guy. Nothing's changed. It's just my body was a vessel. So when the word says you're more than conquerors through Christ, through your faith of Christ in you, the body is just the body. It's that. And God wants us, our body, to be renewed, and He wants, and it is will for Him to be for our bodies to be healthy. But if they're not, that doesn't define who He is in us. Absolutely not.
Beautiful.
Whether you're healed or you feel like you get a new body or you get a new heart. And in my case, I got a heart of a 17-year-old. I always joke, and you hear me say this all the time, I'm young at heart, or I had a change of heart. And I got a 17-year-old heart. I was 34, I got a 17-year-old heart. When I was at 17 years old, my new heart was born. And when it reached 17 years old, it was given to me. Mm-hmm. And you don't, but God's with you every step of the way.
And that's what I heard you say. You said, I asked you, what was your biggest aha moment? What did you really take away? And that's what just resonated in me. You said, I just knew God was with me. God was with me.
Yeah.
God was with me.
It didn't have
you
to,
told me,
yeah.
and you confirm or deny here, you told me that there was a point you weren't afraid. You just didn't have any fear. And you're laying there gasping for breath, your heart pounding out of your chest, but you had a revelation, and the revelation was, this is just a vessel. This is just a body. It's not really who I am.
I felt like I don't need a heart to live. It almost feels like this is my heart failing right now does not define my life. Mm. My life is not in this organ failing. My life is not defined in my body failing. It doesn't. It is a vessel, and I am more than this body. I'm way more than this heart. I'm more than you can see, or you can recognize, or you describe by just looking at me. I'm more than that. So with this heart or not this heart, I'm going to live. I'm going to live here, there. I'm going to live. I'm going to continue to live. So why would I be afraid of what? Of a heart failing? Of the body failing? I'm going to be afraid of that? I'm more than that. I can't define myself in that because of who I have come to believe. Did that feel good? No. But we're more than the feeling. We're more than chemistry. And you realize that. You're more than the chemistry. You're more than your nerves or your hands shaking or your knees trembling or your where your blood pressure goes up. You're more than that. Your faith is way stronger than that. And what you believe is way, way more powerful. Christ in you. And you mentioned that on Sunday. Rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. Don't rejoice because of this or that, where things come together, or you get this big promotion. And sure, we're happy, and sure that encourages us. But more so, look towards who you're bought with a price.
Yeah,
you're more than you think you are. Christ came to redeem you, and to give you glory that He has. And you sitting at the right hand of the Father, and you're right there with Him. So there's something more beyond the chemical reaction that happens in our brain, in our heart, within our cells. It's all important. It's all tied to who we are, but it starts with our faith of who He is in us. That's where the foundation is, and it spreads. And if God trims the body, He trims the body. But it doesn't define the root. It doesn't define the fruit.
That's a powerful statement that I think if a lot more people could get there without going through what you went through by believing what God said about us. And that's really what I hear you saying. You had a revelation, an encounter, an awakening as to the reality of who you are, and you saw, and we say this all the time, you're not only human. Most of what makes us who we are is invisible and intangible, not physical and tangible. You know, we have a body, we have a shell, but the interior of us, are love drives us, fear drives people, hatred, anger, joy, peace, wisdom, understanding, compassion. Those are all intangible realities, but they are a part of who we are, and there are a lot more of those invisible attributes, intangible attributes that we're made up of than the tangible ones that we can see and touch and feel. And what I've always got out of what you know, and what I get out of today of what you're saying is you got to see what it felt like to think by the Spirit, to live by the Spirit, and not to fear what might happen to your body. Now, God strengthened you. He healed you. You got a heart transplant, but there was more than that. God did a wonder in your body because you are, you know, if they were going to put a person on display as to what the best heart transplant could possibly be, you're that picture because everything is as high as far as your heart fraction and or what is it called? Your heart
ejection fraction.
Your heart rate. All the balance of all your biochemistry and everything is just perfect because God did a wonder through your faith. Even though you got a heart transplant, God made it work. Yeah. A lot of people get a heart transplant, and it may be a different story, but here you are 10, 11 years later, strong in your body. I know you lift, you exercise, you work out, you're very healthy, you're very strong, but your faith and who I've known you to be after, as opposed to who you were prior, and you're always a great guy and a man of faith, but it transformed you. I mean, I've heard you talk about things that only someone who has had a really encounter, a real deep encounter with God, or been at death's door would be able to talk about their faith and being able to get connected or, if you will, in touch with that spiritual dynamic of who we are. And what you found out is that spiritual part of who you are is far greater. It isn't afraid. It's far greater, far more powerful than the shell. So if we can use the interior to live our lives, then the exterior is going to be a lot healthier, a lot happier, because it's not what's on the outside. It's what is on the inside.
Yeah.
And we are more than flesh and blood. We are created to be the will of God, created to dwell in the presence of God and have the presence of God dwell in us. The Word says we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Spirit fills that temple, then the exterior even becomes stronger, healthier, happier, and different. And that's, you've been a witness to that. I mean, I've read it in the Word and I believed it, but you are that witness to me and a lot of people that know you. When you talk about, it's just the body, you know, and a lot of people in that condition are going, what do you mean it's just the body? It's my body. But it was your spirit saying, hey, God is, and that it, people say this all the time, God is with me. But when you say it, it really resonates because you really meant it. You were there. Your body was going. You were at death's door, and you weren't afraid because you knew the real me isn't changed. The real me that God made me to be is here and alive, and I'm not
going
to die.
I'm not going. My body can go, but I'm not going. Yeah, I don't care if my heart stops.
It's called eternal life.
I'm not going. I'm here. I'm more than that. But you have to make that decision. And consistency of our faith, that's, you can't say I believe yesterday or I believed or I did. It's irrelevant. What do they call it? Alternative current. It's a direct current. It's always there. It doesn't break. The connection doesn't break. So you live, you breathe. That's who you are. So you made a mistake. You learn from the mistake. You acknowledge the mistake, and you go on. It's not about your questions being answered all the time.
Sometimes we don't get answers. We're not supposed to.
I can't tell you why this happened to me. I can't. I can't say, why did this happen? What about this person? What about that? Why did I have to go through that? I can't. But it doesn't matter because of what I've gained from it. Yeah. And you can go through a crisis and you can say, well, why did this happen? Doesn't matter. Will the answer satisfy you?
No.
It will not, because it's a about he's leading you. He's guiding you in the ways that we should go. His love. It starts with one person believing and turns into a nation. It starts with one man saying yes to God and turns into worldwide faith movement.
Yeah.
It's always a seed, and it's God has a big plan for our life. And me saying God's with me in my suffering, He's with me and with my suffering. And
kind of makes you it what I see it doing that it does is it makes you not afraid.
Yes.
It removes fear. Because what will I fear that man could do to me?
Right.
And that's the scripture, and that's what you're
that's
talking
what the
about.
Word says, yes.
And it gives you a confidence. And in that confidence, then in these bodies, we can become more. We can do more because you don't have the fear of what if,
yeah,
or why not. It's just here I am, and that word, God is with me. And not only is He with me, but He's within me.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. He is an eternal God, but He is an internal God. He is a spirit. The word says, God says of Himself, He said, I'm not a man. He said, God is a spirit, and God doesn't lie. He is the truth and only the truth. And when He says He's with you, that's a big statement. When He says your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's a big statement. Mm-hmm. It means it only gets good and better
yes,
from here.
Yes.
Every day is the best day, the greatest season of your life, regardless of the trying of your faith, what you go through when you have that mind, because our bodies go through a lot, but what really makes the difference is what our mind says about what we're going through. Because we can pretty much go through just about anything if our mind stays at peace. And there's a scripture that says, I will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me. And when you're saying, God, I know you're with me, I know you dwell in me, that's perfect peace. That is God keeping you at peace because your heart and your mind is set on God. And you're talking about eternal life. I mean, it sounds to me like you were experiencing eternal life. Hey, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Whatever this body does, it does.
Yes.
But I'm here for the long term. I'm here
forever.
Forever.
I don't die. Yes.
And that's a pretty unique, pretty powerful, very powerful experience that you got to touch the mind of eternity.
Yes.
You got to think from the mind of eternity. I'm here forever. Whatever happens to this body. Now, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of people that have arrived at that juncture, at that point in their mind where they said, well, it doesn't matter whether I'm here from now on, I'm here forever. And that happened because you knew, number one, God was with you. And you just believed in your heart, and God opened your heart and your mind, and you started thinking from an eternal life perspective. If we could do that today, that would really take a lot of fear and doubt and fighting and anxiety and hatred and strife and just a lot of uncertainty out of the equation of people's lives. And it really is just believe. Having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life means you're written in the heart of God.
Yeah.
And God is with you, and He is life eternal, and He's with us always.
Yeah.
We're going to live for eternity.
That's right.
And we shouldn't be afraid. We should be faithful enough and confident enough to live by faith, to believe what God said is true. And you don't have to come to the point of death to believe that. I mean, believe in your heart and acknowledge God is with me, and let that be your prayer. Let that be your faith statement. God is with me. I'm here forever. So God, do in me and through me what you will. Lead me in the way that I should go, because I know you have, and I know you will, and I'm thankful for it. You were able
forever
to touch and think from the mind of eternity, where you just couldn't see death. All you could see was life, regardless of what vessel you were in, whether spirit or body. Kind of reminds me of Paul when he says, you know, I knew a man about 14 years ago. He said, whether in the body or in the spirit, I don't know. He must have had that experience for a moment where he just saw that eternal reality of God. And that was on the inside of you. You were still alive. You're still breathing. You never died. Even though your breathing was labored and your heart was erratic, you were still alive. So you never died, but you had that eternal experience. You thought from the mind of eternity, God's with me always, and I'm always going to live. And that's who Christ in us is. That's why it is so important to be born again. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And, I mean, I bet you're really glad today, and I bet you were really glad back then that you received Christ as Lord and Savior because you had a born-again mind to think from.
Yeah. You know what's interesting now that you're talking about it? Once I've said, go ahead with the heart transplant, once everything was passed and I was in a different place and signed off on it, you had to go through the committee, paperwork, signed off. I waited 3 days for my heart transplant. 3 days. There's a lot of people that wait for their heart for months. Mm. And when I had the heart transplant, I've seen people in the hospital beds waiting there, or even got transplanted into their heart was transplanted into a little cart that they were pushing around.
Mm.
But God did it in 3 days. Once I said yes and I went through everything I needed to go through, 3 days, it was done. It was over. But I had to look at myself, and I had to look at faith, had to look at everything around me in a different perspective. And if it took the Lord to bring me to that position, then thank God for him in doing that. And I have a new mindset. It doesn't mean that things don't stress me out, but I always go back. I can always remember. And that memory stamped in me forever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that things don't flustre me and things don't frustrate. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is...
You know where to go.
I still have that almost like a chip or something I can pull out and go, huh, I remember. Yeah. I remember when nothing mattered but my breath. Nothing mattered but my heartbeat. And I can make my heartbeat beat really fast and I can feel it. And I know it's great. I love it. And I feel like I can't catch my breath, and that in itself is strength to me. Or I can sit back and go, I can't even feel it because it's so strong.
Whatever state I find myself in, Paul said, there make I myself to be.
So what does it matter? I'm here. I'm here, and I believe.
Well, and it gives you appreciation that you're alive, and I think one of the greatest things, the best things we can do when we wake up in the morning is say, God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for life in this day, present and eternal. And the eternal life of God doesn't start when your body stops. Eternal life of God is with you here and now because his spirit dwells in you. And God gave you a real gift, even through all that you went through. It was a real gift because few people are able to look at life and say, it really doesn't matter. I'm here from now on. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, go from one glory to another, but knowing that God is with you and that God would minister to you even at a time where you didn't know if you were going to live or die, but you knew you couldn't die. You didn't know if your body was going to make it, but you knew, I'm here for the long haul.
Pastor, I may have been, I don't know what they were giving me, but doctors would come in and I would do business and I would tell them I'm busy. And I was, because I was so high on morphine, I was trying to figure out an invoice, how to send an invoice. And they would come and bring me bad news all the time. And at some point, I didn't care about the news. It was irrelevant because I had business at hand. I was busy. I had something to do. I had work to do. And I almost like if they told me you're dying and you're going to die, I would go, yeah, whatever. I'm here. And I'm going to continue. Can you guys come back? Because I'm trying to figure out these numbers. And then at some point, I was passing out. But I was still going, it's not a big deal. I'm here. I mean, whatever.
Why do you think you felt that way?
I could not accept death. I could not accept, what is death? What is that? Is that an end of me? There's no such thing as end of me. Maybe end of my heart. Maybe end of this body that doesn't function, but me, I'm not going anywhere. I wasn't created to die. I was created to live. God called out my name to live forever, and I'm going to do that. Whether I'm going to try to figure out this invoice here or somewhere else, but I'm going to live and I'm going to be productive. And I'm tired of them coming in and giving me all this stuff that I cannot relate to. I cannot grasp to understand because I'm still here.
You're going to live and not die.
Live and
your
not
faith.
Die.
Your That's faith. Right. Your faith made the determination. Yes, your faith determined your future. And that's what the Word says, that we live by faith and not by sight. So encouraging all the viewers, whatever position you may find yourself in, whether physical or otherwise, God is with you, but he's not only with you. That eternal life, when you've received Christ as Lord, that eternal life is in you, and there is no end to you. There's only a new beginning every single day. God never brings us to an end. He only brings us to a new beginning. And I pray for you today, and I'm going to ask you to receive Christ as Lord. If you haven't, pray this prayer and just mean it with your heart. Jesus, without being able to figure it out in my mind, I just believe in my heart. You are Lord. You're my Savior. I receive you as Lord and Savior. I receive eternal life. Jesus, you hung on the cross. You died for my sins. My sins are forgiven. My sins are removed. And I receive new life. I receive a born-again life, born in my spirit, born in my mind. I am made free from death, hell, and the grave. Jesus, your Lord, now and forever. And I thank you for the gift of salvation, and I thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name. If you pray that and you mean that with your heart, you're born again. Word of God says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus came, he died for your sin, he rose again, you're born again. Learn what that experience, learn what that life means. Investigate, seek God, seek the kingdom of God. You don't have to have a religious background or you don't have to know a lot about spiritual things. God will reveal to you. He'll teach you who he is. He'll reveal himself to you. Call on him. He'll answer you and show you great and mighty things, things even you didn't know. And I want you to believe with all your heart God is with you. He'll lead and guide you, and he'll keep you in all of your ways. Anton, thank you so much for being with me today.
It's
been a great time, great experience having this podcast, having you join me in this podcast and sharing really what it feels like in the present to be confident and feel the eternal life that's working on the inside of you. God bless you, Anton.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you. Till next time.